Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Ayin. We are up to Sif Vav. We are on the second line of page Reish Lamed Zayin, which is the page following 472. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Mishi Yesh Lo Chamisha Noshim V'Chamisha Avodim, one who has five wives or five slaves, mikabla mimenu pras, and they get from him either money or food like we saw last night, the chol elchad ochal bebeso. So they might get the food from the husband, from the master, but they each eat in their house. V'chein talmud ha-mekabel pras me-rabo v'ochal bebeso. And so too, a student that gets money or food from his Rebbe, and he goes ahead and eats it in his own house. So the din is, einam osrim zel zel, they do not aser on each other. Im eini mohim diorin b'chatzer, if there are no other dwellers in the chatzer with them, o im ha-eruv ba-etzlam, or if the Erev came to one of their houses, it's the same thing that we saw last night, when the father gives out to his sons that are each eating in their own house, he gives them out food or money. So the din was, if they're the only ones in the chatzar, they don't need an Erev. If there are other people in the chatzar and the Erev comes to one of them, they do not need to contribute. But if the Erev goes to someone else, then they have to contribute. So it's the same exact din over here. We're just extending what we said last night by a father and his sons to a husband and his wives and a master and his slave. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kadam Menches. Chamisha Noshim, Tehim Nami Nimshochim Achar Baleim Vadunehim. The wives are also drawn after their husbands, and the slaves are drawn after their masters. Sifkatim Memtes Avodim, Vuhuadin Misharsim, it's so too with servants, it's not Dafka Avodim. Sifkatim Nun Aim, Vukumo Eitzal Achim Visifhei, like we said by the brothers in Sifhei. Vidafka Bukhol Elum Mol Pras. But dafko, all these cases of the sons to a father, the wives to a husband, the servants to the master, that's when the rule will apply that we're discussing over here. Lefi sheinim shachin acharem, all these cases, the people that are getting the pras are drawn after the one who is giving the pras. Aval, ba'odam da'alma, but a regular person, hamikabel pras mechaveru, who's being supported by his friend, ein mo'el klal, will not help him with the erev. It doesn't matter who's supporting you. Your best friend could be supporting you. You could be living next door. You're still eating in your own house. You have to be contributing to the erev no matter what the situation is. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Zayin. Asora batim zelufni mizeh. We have 10 houses that are attached to each other, one inside the other. The kulam overin mizela zev yotzim derech achitzon lechatzer, and they all have to walk through each other to eventually get out to the chatzer. So you have 10 houses, all one within the other. So the inner one has to walk through 9 houses to get to the chatzer. So the din is shnayim apnimiim levad tzrichim litein be'eruv. The two innermost houses must contribute to the Eruv, v'hashar paturim. The rest of the houses, the other 8 houses on the outside, are pater from the Eruv. Why? Shechashuvim kulam kebeishar. They're all considered like a beishar, like an entranceway, which is not considered a makom dira, and therefore they don't have to contribute. Very similar to the case of the traklin that we saw a couple of nights ago. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan and Aleph, Tzrichim Litein Be'erev. So the two houses that are the most inside have to contribute. Sheheim levadam toras bayis aleihem. They're the only ones that have a din of bayis on their homes. Ve'osrim letaltal b'chatzer, and they ask for carrying the chatzer. Ve'chein letaltal mizel azeh, and also to carry from house to house. Ve'chein mehem lebatim shelefneihem. Also, they ask for carrying from those houses inside to the houses that are in front of them. Ve'afal gav dehasheni havei be'shai lepnimi. Even though the second most inner house is really an entrance way to the most inner house, Sha'over Derech Olav, the 10th house has to go to the 9th house to get to his house, still Lo Mizbatel Mitoras Bayis Haideizeh. The second most inner house does not lose its shame bias because of that. Kevan Dehavi Rak Beishar L'Yochid. Since it's only a Beishar for Yochid, that's not considered a Beishar. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Chafei points out, even though we learned earlier in the Simen, le'inyan chotzer, when it came to a chotzer, the beishar di yochid gam came bechlal beisharhu. We said over there, if there's a chotzer with only one house in it, the beishar over there is still considered a beishar. It's not a makom dira. Hasam dehu beishar de chatzer. That's because it's a beishar of a chatzer. Happens to be there's only one person living in a chatzer, but it's a beishar de chatzer de lo of ladira. Beishar of a chatzer is not made ladira. Avalhoch of ladira. Here it's really a house that's acting as a beishar that is considered a dira, and therefore being a beishar for one house where you are a makam dira will not pat you, and therefore the two most inner houses must contribute to the eruv. Sifkatan and beis shechashuvin kulam. Shekol echad mehem hu beishar lekol apnei mimenu. All the eight outer houses are considered a beishar for all the houses that are inside of them. The eino chashiv dira, and they're all not called a dira. Kevan sherabim over malav, since many people are passing through their house. Ulefiza, according to this, bebayish sheyesh besocho shnei chadarim. If you have a house that has inside of it two rooms, umuskarim lishnei b'nei adam, those two rooms are rented out to two different people, ubebayish shelifnei achadorim, and in the outer house that's beyond those two rooms, darbo balbayis ba'atzmo, so the balbayis lives outside, and then you go through his area to get to the two private rooms that are rented out to two different people, the over in derech alav, they have to walk through his area to get to their rooms, heim ba'atzmon chayavim litim be'eriv, those two inner rooms are chayav to contribute to the eriv, ubalbayis ba'atzmo potter, but the balbayis living on the outside is potter, shehu kebeishar lahem. Again, he's considered a beishar for two people, and therefore it's not considered a mukam dira even if he's living there, and he would not aser if he does not contribute to the eriv of the chatzer. Says the mechaber vayta sivches, hamisareach b'chatzer, one who is a guest in a chatzer, afilu nisarach bebayis b'fnei atzmo. Even if he's a guest and he's living in the guest house by himself, he's there by himself. Imlonis arach derech keva. If he's not there as a guest in a kevadik way, elo shloshim yom pachos. He's only there for 30 days or less. Eino oser al bnei achatzer. He does not need to contribute to the eruv, and he will not aser for the people in the chatzer to carry because he didn't contribute. Vehu vehem mutarim, and he is mutter, and they are mutter, bein bebesam, bein bebesam. They can all carry freely even into his house because his house is not considered his house, and therefore he does not need to contribute to the eruv. The Ramah says, vafilu im ha'orachim rabim ulabayis echad. Even if there are many orachim there and there's only one balabayis, that's where we're going to stop on top for tonight. We'll finish the rest of the sif and the simon tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, but let's see the Mishabura till there. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan and Gimel, Hamisareah b'chatzer, one who is a guest in a chatzer, Zokta Mishabura afilu hoya hadira b'schirus. It doesn't mean he's a guest and he's staying there for free. It could even be he's renting, but he's renting for 30 days or less. That's called the guest. So since he is a guest in the chatzer, even if he's in a house by himself, Sif Katan and Dalad, Sha'ochel v'yoshen sham, he's eating and sleeping there. V'noka b'fnei atzmo, the reason why the Mechaber chooses the case where he's dwelling in the house by himself, because that's the chiddush. De'im hoya b'yachan in balabayas, if he was staying as a guest in the house of the balabayas, afilu v'keva ein osek ashalo eruv. Then even if he's there permanently, he doesn't aser if he doesn't contribute to the eruv. The chiddush over here is, there's no balabayas to consider him the oreach of the balabayas in that house. Still, he gets a din of an oreach in the chatzer. He's renting the house. He's living there by himself. He still does not have to contribute to the eruv. Sivkata nunhei, as long as he's only there for 30 days or less. Elo l'shoshim yom. Ubiyoser mishloshim. If he's there for more than 30 days, afilu im hoya rak b'she'elu levad, even if it's only a house that is borrowed, but it's borrowed for more than 30 days, su mikri keva. That's already called permanent. V'yotza michlal oreach oser. He's no longer considered a guest, and therefore, if he doesn't contribute to the Erev, he will aser everyone from carrying. Umistabra. And it is logical to say, if he moved in, and he's only been there for a few days, but his plan was to move in for more than 30 days, he asks right away. It doesn't have to be that he's actually there for more than 30 days. As long as he moves in planning on being there over the 30 days, he already asks right now. The Taz writes, when we say in more than 30 days he asks, that's talking about where he's a guest in a place where there's no congregation. But a place where there's a kehila. And they make an erev chatzeros and erev pesach for the whole year like we do. So oz poter gam bazet. So then he'll be putter even in this case. Kilev Bezdin Masna al kol hadiyorim sheyitosvu. As we discussed previously, Bezdin makes a built-in tnai for anyone that moves into a city, that moves into a kehila, that he will be part of the Erev automatically. Kamoshim avur besimen shin sam avav sifes, like we saw earlier. Ayin sham. Umikom makom tov b'makom shei shiridim. But still, it is good in a place where there are fairs. Sheregilin lavu orachim, where it's normal for guests to come. Ulishtahos Sham Yose Mishol Shim Yom, and they park themselves there for more than 30 days. So it's better Sheyasnu Hakal Beferish, that the tzibur should make its tnai explicitly Bishosh Osen Heira Tani Mik the Eriv, the Hula Chol Nishe Yatose Biyazos, like we have in the Nusach of Abahadan Eruva. You should specifically include people that are going to move into the city. So it's a place where you normally have fairs and people come and park there for more than 30 days. You certainly should include them, but even if you don't, we're saying Lev Bezdin is Masa, they're automatically included. Sivkata Nun Vav. So this guest that's there for 30 days or less, so Einu Osa Abnei Achatzer, says the Mishabura, Yesh Omrim Shafilu Rogil Lavo Shom Kama Pavim Lesareach. Some say, even if he comes often, but each time he's there, it's not for more than 30 days, he's still considered a guest. V'yesh Mishim Machmir Bazeh. Some are machmir, and they say, no, it's a one-time deal, but if he comes often, and it adds up to more than 30 days, it's already a problem, kamolin and akum. Just like by a goy, that we'll see in Simon Shin Pei Dalet, if Alf Ayin Shom, we're going to see over there the concept of schiras reshus, you can only make an eruv, if there are goyim living in that area, if you have rights to their house, you rent out their house. So there the din is, the goy has to also be there for more than 30 days, but there the halach is, that if the goy comes and goes, and it adds up to 30 days, it's already going to be a problem. So some say, over here is like a goy, and we add up the time to be over 30 days, and some say we don't add it up. So the one who compares them, it makes sense, a similar idea, that it's mitzarif, the different times of less than 30 days to more than 30 days. But what's the pshat that you would combine it by the goy, and you wouldn't combine it by the yid? So if you look at note 45, he brings a beautiful surah from the base mayor. V'svaras hadeya harishonot v'mechalek between the goy, where we add up the visits to be more than 30 days that you need to do schiras reshus, and by the guests, we don't add up the visits and he doesn't have to contribute to the erev. So the base mayor writes, sheyesh lechalek bein nochri, shatam shetzrichu chachomim liskor v'meno es reshuso. We're going to see later, the reason why you have to rent the reshus of the goy is kedesh lo yulma b'maisov. We don't want you to get too comfortable with him, we don't want you to learn from his deeds. V'tam zeh harei shayach gam b'rogilovo. So we don't care if he's there for 30 days at one shot or he comes every month for a week. L'maisa, you're going to be rugged with him. You have to do schiras reshus. V'lochein tzarech liska b'meno reshuso. You can't compare that l'bein oreach Yisrael shetzarech kviyas dira. There's not a din of being influenced. There it's a din in him having a kviyas. Kedei sheyachoshev k'ben achatzer. Then he's considered like a person of the chatzer. V'chol shein dar shloshim yom retzifas. And if he's not living there for 30 days consecutively, lo nechshav keva shom. Lo nechshav shekava shom es dira. So it's not considered that he was kavei as dira there. Av sheragel lavo, even if he comes for 1 week every month. V'lochein eino osrab nechatzer. Therefore, he will not answer. Says the base mayor, the svara of the goy needing us to rent out his rishus, so we shouldn't be influenced by the goy. So mali he's there for 31 days, or mali he's there for 10 days every month. Either way, we might be influenced, so that then applies that we mitzarif. Mashainkim says this pshat, when it comes to Yisrael, the point is, you have to have a kvias. If you're there every month for a little bit, that's not a kvias. It has to be a consecutive amount of time to be a kvias. And finally, the mishavun and sivkatun and zayim. Vafilim ha'orchim rabim. The Ramah start off by telling us, even if there's many guests in the chotzer, and only one balabayas, Zakta Mishabura, Nami Betelim Lagabe balabayas. These many orichim are still bottled to the one balabayas, Venasim Kanche Beso, they're like his family, and they do not need to contribute to any kind of Erev. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem with the rest of this Ramah and Shinayin Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.